Bunch has been awesome. I mean, his attitude, he's nothing but listening. He just got to learn. He's got to focus. You know, I think he's just got to focus each and every play. He plays a lot of good plays. You watch him and it's like, wow, he does some really good things. And I think it's just more him just, again, young. Hasn't played a whole NFL season. He's 23 years old. He's going to grow. But the thing that Broderick is a confident kid. He plays hard. He loves the game. He's just got to continue to learn. We just got to get him to learn it faster.
Pat Meyer, Steelers offensive line coach, talking about their right tackle, Broderick Jones, says he needs to focus a little bit, but praised his attitude. And I don't think Broderick Jones at any point has had an attitude issue. I feel like he has regressed. If we're talking about areas of concern for the Steelers offense, I still worry about the offensive line, Doran. You're going to get Zach Frazier back. I'll tell you what's not concerning to me, though, is where it's going to go, like what this offensive line could be. And I'm optimistic-ish because after the bye each of the last few years, the Steelers running game had picked up and the Steelers offensive line had played a lot better. Just continuity, gelling, all those kind of words. And this year, they've been a really good rushing team, and they hadn't been the last few years prior to the bye. So maybe they'll be jumping off from a better point, or maybe this is just what they are, and what they are is a top 10 rushing offense in the league. I'm not sure. But next season, Zach Frazier, Troy Faltanu, Broderick Jones going to continue to get experience. We'll see what happens with Dan Moore Jr. You've got
Mason McCormick.
All these guys are getting valuable reps, and a couple of them they don't really want to be playing or playing the position they're playing right now. So the future, I think, is bright for the offensive line. But I am a little bit concerned about your traditional drop-back passing game if and when the Steelers trail some games.
I'm really concerned with Broderick Jones. It just looks like, I mean, just some of the things that are almost second nature to the offensive tackle position. And really the things that he did last year, he has regressed a lot. And he's the weakest link right now. I mean, you have somebody that's like Mason McCormick, who is thrust into that guard position with James Daniels being out. And, you know, you're hoping that he would have a redshirt year, Mason McCormick, and sit behind James Daniels. James Daniels' contract's up at the end of the year. Then he just slides in that position in his second year. But Mason McCormick looks, you know, like 50 times better than Broderick Jones. I know it's two different positions, but he's a young guy just getting his feet wet. If Broderick Jones just figures it out just a little bit, this offensive line could be that much better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've had so many configurations, too. That's tough, man. Like, it's already tough, as you were saying, like, getting the continuity, getting on the same page, working as a unit. But whenever you have so many moving parts, it's hard to find that rhythm, really. And Broderick Jones, you just hope. And, you know, there's one play, I think that maybe it was a sack on Russ that I was paying attention to. Because I shifted my eyes. I was like, you know, let me just watch the offensive line, because I never really do. I kind of see the offensive line. I don't watch them in my peripheral when I watch a football game. And I watched Broderick, and he had help. And Najee chipped on one of the pass rushers. And Broderick just got pushed backwards, and I think it was a sack. And I'm like, man, he had help, and he's just getting worked like that. Like, what is going on? His feet don't even look right. His hands, he just looks like he's a tad bit slow. I don't know if it's like probably an inspiration thing that he needs or some confidence or whatever it is, but I know that he's not a malcontent or anything.
No.
And, you know, he works hard. It's just something's not clicking with him right now. And if it does click, this offensive line can be pretty good because it's done its job really thus far.
From a talent standpoint, he's got it, and I think the line's got it. I mean, there's a lot of talent on that offensive line. You can't crush him for being young, because you're going to make mistakes when you're young and you're learning and you're playing at the NFL level for the first time. Problem for me with Broderick at this point is he played 11 games, started 11 games last year at right tackle. And look, I was critical about the way that the Steelers utilized him this offseason and their plan and flip-flopping him and this, that, and the other thing. He's played 19 games at right tackle now in the NFL. You need to start to get it. Like, it can't be about the Steelers misusing of him at this point. Like, now it's on him.
Right.
So now he's got to figure it out. I don't want to continuously bash them for how they've messed with his head. You've been playing the same position now for 18, 19 games. Like, you got to figure it out. He's played more in the NFL than in college.
You did well.
Yes. Well, we talked about the running game after the bye. The running game after he was inserted at right tackle really played better last year. So I don't know what the reason is for his regression. Perhaps there really is something to the elbow injury, but you would think that just gets better as the year goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to get healthy.
Yeah. I don't really. I don't
and you get used
that.
To it. Like,
right. I don't buy that. It's more his, like, feet and just confidence.
Yeah.
You just tell. Like, he's just not even getting out on his sets.
Well, great. you're an expert, and we've had Trey Essex on, and he's obviously an offensive line expert, and, you know, he poo-pooed the injury thing. Chris Hoke has poo-pooed the injury thing, that it's bigger than that. So they need him to figure it out, yeah. obviously, because if not, then you have a difficult decision this offseason. Do you pay Dan Moore Jr.? You probably don't want to, because you have two first-round picks that you'd like to just play a tackle on rookie contracts. You're going to have to pay a quarterback. You don't want to have to throw that kind of money at Dan Moore, but they might have to. So we'll see. But he's been a huge disappointment to this point.
Yep.
Maybe the biggest disappointment on the team.
Probably.
I think he is.
Probably. Actually, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Man.
I mean, Roman Wilson's season has been disappointing, as I'm kind of thinking aloud here. But
he's a rookie.
And it's through no fault of his own. You get hurt.
Yeah.
Like, it's not your fault. You get hurt. Like, that just sucks. I can't think of anybody else who's been a bigger disappointment than Broderick Jones. And I hope he'll figure it out. He's got the talent to figure it out. I think he's got a good head on his shoulders. But through 19 games in the NFL, you're not getting the returns on him that you thought you would.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.